Exclusive: Anti-ICE radicals plot to disrupt Turning Point Women's Summit in San Antonio following bomb threat arrest. By Randy Clark on May 31, 2026. San Antonio, Texas. Protesters at an anti-ICE demonstration at San Antonio City Hall circulated flyers calling for people to protest and disrupt the upcoming three-day Turning Point Women's Leadership Summit. The plot to disrupt the event unfolded after a San Antonio man was arrested on Thursday for allegedly posting an online threat aimed at the Turning Point Women's Leadership Summit that in part read, "I know where to bomb." Saturday's anti-ICE demonstration, primarily intended to protest Texas Governor Greg Abbott and ICE's immigration enforcement activities across the state, served as the backdrop for organizers of a campaign to disrupt the planned summit. The protest comes just days after a San Antonio man was arrested for allegedly posting threatening comments online regarding the upcoming leadership summit. Jacob Wensk, a 26-year-old, faces two felony charges after allegedly making threats against Erica Kirk. According to Ksat News, a court-issued warrant also cites an email from an account owned by Wensk that contained a further threat that read, "Death to Erica Kirk and every single speaker there. America will live on without those scum on this earth. Every Christian nationalist shall perish in the bombing that will take place at every single Turning Point rally and event." Wensk is being held on a $120,000 bond. More than 100 protesters attended Saturday's anti-ICE protest organized by 50,501 Indivisible, the Party for Socialism and Liberation, PSL, the Palestinian Youth Movement, Alada Houston, and a host of other left-leaning organizations. Breitbart, Texas attended the event and witnessed flyers circulating that called for people to disrupt the Turning Point Women's Summit in early June. The flyers carried a title in bold print reading, "Keep Kirk Out of Texas," and urged attendees at the planned protest to assist in the stated goal that read, "Make as much noise and be as disruptive to the event as possible to let her know San Antonio won't stand for her misogyny and white supremacy." Like many similar protests in downtown San Antonio organized by leftist political organizations, Saturday's event was attended by members of 50,501, League of United Latin American Citizens, LULAC, and the Party for Socialism and Liberation, PSL. Several attendees sported Palestinian kafaya scarves and clothing that carried vulgar messages. One anti-ICE protester circulated flyers calling for people to disrupt the Turning Point Women's Leadership Summit, wearing a jacket that read "F in Texas National Guard" with a crossed-out American flag. The flyers handed out at Saturday's anti-ICE protest included a link to an Instagram account, People's.Verdict, where a video outlines the plan to disrupt the upcoming women's leadership event. A speaker in that video tells viewers the planned disruption to the summit will involve staging near the event and a later march to the hotel hosting the summit. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, @RandyClarkJ.